morning, everyone. I'm so excited to finally tell you guys that your girl is back from her natural hair journey. Well, I don't have my natural hair no more. I started my life journey, so excited to tell you all why. And I can't wait to share my journey with you guys because I think for this time, I'm really in it for the long run. I know a lot of people was talking trash, saying that I was going to comb them out and like I was going to take them all this time. But your girl is delivering, okay? I actually love my locks at this point. It's only been a couple of months. If you guys don't know my natural hair journey, I went completely bald in January of this year. I want to say I started my locks like May of this year. So yeah, so far my retwists look like they're holding up. I'm getting a lot of new growth. And I also started taking the Matrix hair pills. The reason being I'm taking the bottle for like the whole month is because I want to get my hair the vitamins, minerals, all the good stuff that my hair needs. So my hair is looking so nice right now because it's getting really frizzy and it's starting to really look like I'm actually locking my hair this time, because last time it was looking like not so great. So I go to get a retwist every 3 weeks now. So I'm excited for my next retwist. I'll be taking it with me. But yeah, we got some talking to do. Plus, my phone's going to die. So I figured I'd come and like record a little snippet of my lock journey. But you guys, the back is finally coming along. None of the ones that started in the back are coming out. Like, this is it for me. This is my last time starting my lock journey. I'm not starting over. I'm not taking them out. I'm going to stick with it because I love it. The stages I love of my lock journey the most are the ones right now. The frizzy ones, I don't like the maintenance look that much, but I do know when I need to get it done, obviously. Start to get a little frizzy. I just like take my hand and like go through it a little bit and like kind of give it a little look here, and it's getting really, really long. I just can't wait to see how my hair is gonna look in the next like year or so. Like, I'm really giving my locks a chance, even though the back is not where it needs to be, but yeah, I'm actually really in my life journey for this time, the long run. And I know you guys will be disappointed if I comb them out this time. So I'm not going to. I'm going to give my hair a chance this time around, because I started my life journey multiple times and combed it out and shaved my hair. I'm over that. Now that my hair is grew back a whole lot, it's fuller, it's thicker. I'm going to see if I can get it retwisted in 2 weeks from now. And get a little style, because I want barrel twists. I've had locks before with barrel twists. I'm trying to see if I can remember where I put the picture. But yeah, my locks are doing their thing. So I'm really excited to be sharing my journey with y'all, because a lot of people out there have really had some bad things to say about my hair. But this time I've gotten really positive like things to say about it, how it's growing and things like that. I'm in my lock journey for the long run. I started my lock journey because I was going to lock my hair, I have admired locks. But I started it because I don't want to have to be paying to get my hair done. And I was just over, like, doing my hair all together. And I want my hair to be long, thick, and beautiful in my natural state without having to put on wigs or weaves. To each their own. If you do wear wigs, good for you. If you wear wigs, weaves, good for you. But that's not my MO no more. I'm so glad I came out that little error I was in. Trust me. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But I was in this era for a very long time, so I finally like just decided to no longer put those stuff in my hair. Not because I didn't like it, but because I just wanted to have my natural hair out in a natural way and it get compliments. People look at me like, oh my god, your hair is so nice. I like your hair. Yeah, my hair's been through a lot of stuff. I definitely gotta stop touching it though. That's my biggest problem. I'm gonna see if I can like, I was seeing if I could do like a little ponytail in the front of my hair, but we ain't there yet. So the next time she definitely styles it, I'm hoping that she's able to give me some barrel twists with the little bit of length I got with these locks. But yeah, they're definitely staying in this time a whole lot better than they were last time. I know she was upset with me because I like went ahead and retwisted my own locks because I had to do something. She was like, don't retwist it, come earlier if you want to. But really, truly, I want to leave my hair alone for the rest of the day. So I'm about to put on my stocking cap, because that's the only way these things are about to lay flat for the rest of the day, because I got homework to do and stuff. But yeah, that's my little snippet of my lock journey. I can't wait to share my, like, journey with you all officially, like, letting my hair do its thing, as they say. So I'm really excited. And so, yeah, make sure you guys are following me on Instagram, on TikTok, and YouTube to see some snippets of my lectures over there. I posted on TikTok this morning and I posted on my Instagram. So, yeah, I will see you guys when I'm ready to talk more about my lecturing, but not right now. I will see you guys in a few minutes.